This week's dry bean scene is made possible by SRS Commodities, Johnstown Bean Company, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. Joining the program this week is North Harvest Vice President Eric Jorgensen. And Eric, you're in that Leeds, North Dakota area, and I know it's been quite dry. Have you been able to catch a few rains?
We were fortunate to catch a couple of rains. Right in my place, we received about a half an inch about a month ago or 3 weeks ago, and then last rain we received a total of 80 hundreds. We got a lot of uneven stands. Some of the stuff is with the different crops, some of it's a foot tall, and some of it's just coming out of the ground even still now. So it was, we would have been in really bad shape if we wouldn't have received those very timely rains. And some of the area got a little bit more, and some got a little less, unfortunately.
So specifically, how does your pinto bean crop look this year?
We had trouble with emergence because it was dry, like we said, and then we ended up getting those 100-degree days. We had a few days of 102, 103 degrees, and that didn't do the crop any good. And then we received some very strong winds at a couple of different occasions, and that beat them up pretty bad from the blowing dirt and blowing straw and corn stalks. They're coming back from it, and it's, you know, some of the fields look pretty good. Others are really set back from it, and I think they will survive, but we did lose some of them. You know, there's plants that are just, they're not going to make it.
So in your opinion, did most of those dry bean acres get put in, or what's the situation there?
So I know of a few guys that had to replant, and it sounded like they got seed, and I haven't talked back with them to see if they got everything replanted or how it was going for them. So I believe the acres should be, you know, all planted that was intended on planting.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network.